What's up, folks? Back at you again for another amazing podcast. I hope you guys have enjoyed the content that I've been sharing so far. I'm working at being more consistent. And actually, after this particular podcast, I'm actually going to put it into my calendar. What's today? Monday. I'm going to put it in there to record and have my podcast up and ready to listen to by... I'm going to put myself on the line here, and I'm going to say by like freaking, I'm going to say by 2 p.m. By 2 p.m. every Monday, I will have a podcast ready for you guys to listen to. Okay, great. So here's the deal. I've had a few different topics pop into my head over the last week, but the one that really came to mind was this conversation around money again. Oh, God. What can I say? I got an investor essentially to put up the capital for my book that's going to be coming out, the book on healthy living. You know, looking forward to having the link to share with you guys so you can find it on Amazon and that kind of thing. The total cost of the program is $7,000. It's a great program because they really do pretty much everything. All you have to do is just either write your book, and it doesn't have to be this long, you know, 600 page freaking volume type deal. It's just something to get a product out into the world. And for a long time, what was stopping me when it came to producing the content that was going to be in the book was because I couldn't see how I was going to get the $7,000. You know, I was barely able to save up $500, much less get $7,000. And I didn't even know that that was the total cost of the program initially. I had it that it was just $3,000. But the beautiful thing about this program is that once your first book is done, and they do the editing and formatting and they build your website for you, all of that inside of the program. It's actually called the 10-10-10 program by this guy named Raymond Aaron. So I'll just say it for what it is. But basically, you can go back to them and get books done in the future for no cost. So with that $7,000, it encompasses so much to the point where it immediately establishes you as an authority and you are branded. And that's the key to getting, you know, speaking engagements. That's the key to, you know, people wanting to book you on their show, because anytime you're an author, you got immediate credibility right off the rip. And so this conversation is still about money, though. So let me get back to that. I didn't know how I was going to get the money for the course, and I did want to ask for money. And it just so happened that, and I think I've touched on this in a prior podcast, but this is I got triggered by something about money. You know, there's somebody that I want to pay some money to. I'm not really obligated to, but it was in my conversation to pay this person back. And, you know, when the lady put up the $3,000 for the first portion of my book, and I actually thought that was, like I said, I thought I was going to cover all of it. I was like, okay, cool. You know, we talked about, you know, putting a payment plan in place to start paying her back. You know, once I got, you know, situated with my job and that kind of thing, and I could, you know, just every, you know, 2 weeks, you know, supply her with some money. And at the same time, it took me back to something I remember hearing about from these guys that I haven't seen them post in a while on Instagram, but they're business owners. They actually have a brick and mortar business, and they actually have employees that they're responsible for, you know, that they have to, you know, make sure that their employees are taken care of and they're offering them the right benefits package and all that. Anyway, long story somewhat shorter, they were talking about the concept of getting somebody to put up capital for your business idea or your product, and how in a lot of ways it can be a good thing. And at the same time, you actually end up getting a boss, which is what I didn't want. And when I heard them say that, because I used to like to watch the show Shark Tank. Actually, I still like to watch the show. I haven't seen it in a while. But it's all around people to have a business product or a business, and they need funding or capital to get their marketing more out into the world more effectively or whatever it is. And so when I started thinking about the fact that I mean, I'm paying her back. I owe her $3,000. I've always had something around owing people money to where I hate even the thought of it. You know, and then right now I'm in the process of gradually working at paying down these credit cards are just raping me with interest. And it was my irresponsibility and lack of discipline that brought it on in the first place. So I'll be the first to acknowledge that. And at one time, I was really good with paying on time, and I had a really good credit rating. I mean, my credit rating is actually pretty decent now, but for a long time, it was not, because I took some risk in business and they didn't pay off. And the biggest thing that's there for me, and when I was thinking about the fact that I have to pay her back this money, is like, how can I pay her back as fast as possible? Because the concept of what they call other people's money, OPM, my old roommates and business associates were big on that. And at the time, I had a lot of problems with that. You know, to me, it was like almost begging people for money, you know, sort of like people to have these GoFundMe campaigns or Kickstarter. And that's not what it is, but that's how it occurred to me. And I'm like, well, what about doing it with your own money? And pretty much everybody that I've listened to, whether it's Robert Kiyosaki or his real estate manager for a lot of his properties, Ken McElroy, and other successful, even my old business associates, one in particular, he had a lot of books on, you know, venture capitalists and other people's money and things like that. And that was the first time I'd heard that term. But I was like, there's no way I want to be on the hook for having to pay somebody back money. And at the same time, that's really what helps to move the needle forward when you are a startup or you have a book that you're looking to get done or something that you need funding or capital for, other people's money or OPE, other people's experience, or and I'm getting this from the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, OPI, other people's ideas, OPT, other people's time, or OPW, other people's work. And one of the things that they make the distinction of, and Kiyosaki and his guy, Ken McElroy, and even my old roommate and still a friend of mine, Chris, would talk about this, is it's about leverage. And when you can actually leverage that, those relationships and whatever, because you have a lot of people that actually have money that's just sitting there and they're looking for something to invest it in, whether it's a hard asset like land or, you know, real estate or something along those lines. They're looking to invest because money in and of itself has no value. It's not backed by gold. You know, since Nixon took us off the gold standard, and I think that was, golly, was that 1973, I want to say? So really, it's like the root word of currency is current. And a current, just like currency, it has to move. And it's the same thing with fiat currency. If it doesn't move, it's stagnant, it's stale, it's dead. And that's why you have a lot of people that actually have money that they're looking to give away to people to have viable and worthy projects. Now, granted, they want to see how they're going to get their return on investment. And at the same time, they're willing to give you the money to get your project complete, you know, and all you have to do is show them, like on Shark Tank, you know, how am I going to get my return of capital for me putting into your business or into your product or service? And if you can lay that out effectively to where they are enrolled in what you are creating and what you're putting out and sharing with the world, the difference that you're committed to make, then they're like, heck yeah, here's my money. Take it. Let's do this doggone thing. And then they make a return on their money when obviously you have a successful business or product or service. And it's still at times something that triggers me to where I'm like, I don't want to owe anybody money. And at the same time, based on where I am, that's the only thing that's really going to help me get to my completed book to where it's, you know, on sale on Amazon in the next month or so. And I'm committed that it's done. I said by Mother's Day, which I just looked at the calendar earlier today, and Mother's Day is May the 8th. So that might be pushing it, and anything is possible. Worst case scenario, or maybe I guess you might say best case scenario, the book will be on Amazon, ready for purchase. My website and all of that is included in that, you know, $3,000 I still have to pay, pre-sales and everything, to where all of that will be handled for me. I just got to, you know, finish doing some rough edits and get it off to the publisher and make that last payment. But again, the topic of this particular podcast, and hopefully I've been effective enough to, I can ramble sometimes, so bear with me. You know, I'm working on being more succinct and more just straight with my communication and my delivery about the different things that I share here and on my YouTube channel. But ultimately, one of the biggest things that's there is like just being at peace with the fact that I'm on the hook for $3,000, you know? And at times, it's just how money has occurred for me. It's always occurred for me like a burden. And I hate to say that, but that's how it's occurred for me. And I guess maybe that's why I've had such a poor relationship with it. So the thought of owing somebody money has not set well with me at all. I mean, hell, at times I find myself thinking about like a dang on Gambino crime family, you know, like gangsters, you know, and they're the last people that you want to owe money to. And it's not on that level. And at the same time, money can be a serious trigger for so many people. You know, obviously, I know it is for me at times. So I guess the thing that I'm really discovering in this process, even when the young lady offered to put up the money, I was like, wow, you know, literally what she said to me is I got some money and I don't want to spend it and I want to put it somewhere and I want to invest in somebody that's doing something worthwhile. And when I told her about the book, she's like, I'll give you the money, you know, and we'll set everything else up to, you know, put me, in this case, me on a schedule to pay her back and that kind of thing. And that was like huge because that was a large part of what was stopping me from taking action around the book, because I couldn't see where the money was going to come from. I didn't want to go into debt. And, you know, like Robert Kiyosaki talks about, there's good debt versus there's bad debt. And I guess technically you could say this would qualify as good debt because this is actually helping me to build credibility in the marketplace, to brand myself, to, you know, like I said, get me more in a position to where, you know, people want to have me on their podcast or have me on their radio show or whatever. And then that's money for me because that ends up translating into book sales. And then I can, you know, step more powerfully into being a full-time entrepreneur, which is the ultimate goal anyway. So, like I said, it's an interesting thing to consider and to look at it in its totality. And I guess the biggest thing is just to, you know, what I'm discovering, and it's truly a moment by moment thing, is the importance of just trusting the process to breathe, you know, I mean, literally just like that, you know, inhale and exhale and just know that I have good intent. You know, I'm using the money for a divine purpose, really, because this book is for humanity. It's not just, and, you know, it's a tribute to my grandparents, as I've probably shared before, and the power of family and the power of community and the power of good friends and being in close contact with those communities, family, friends, or whatever, consistently, because that's another thing that helps us to heal. That's another thing that helps us to have the experience of a full and fulfilling and happy life, is having community and all the things that can come from that. And that's really what the book is a tribute to. And so, as long as I can, you know, stay rooted in that and stay present to that and keep taking actions, the one thing I have noticed, just like the young lady that put up the $3,000, you know, it was all inside of me giving up that it was going to look a particular way and just taking action and getting back to work on the book. Because for a long time, I was not doing anything with the book. Because again, like I said, I couldn't see where the money was going to come from. So the biggest takeaway that I'd like to offer you guys is, you get guys and gals, is to take action in spite of what you think it should look like, to take action in spite of how it may be occurring to you in the moment, and just to keep moving forward and to move forward as powerfully as possible. And the universe just brings the right people, places, things, opportunities, and situations into your life to make your dream a reality. The key is action, and I would even say even more important is consistent action. And so, like I said, hopefully you guys got something from what I shared today. Thanks so much for, you know, tuning in again. I appreciate it. And, you know, again, like I said, this podcast is all about the world and life and how it occurs to me. So, you can count on me to continue to share some things around money and relationships and health, and how, as I like to call it, the Trinity, and how all of those things really are what make the difference for us to have any chance at, you know, having peace of mind, having an enjoyable life, a healthy life, a fulfilling life, a life of accomplishment. It's all inside of, you know, having quality people in our lives that we can share those experiences with, because that really is what makes the difference. So thanks so much, folks, for listening in. And I'll see you guys next Monday at 2 p.m. Take care.